Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And today's episode is not intended to be a motivational talk. I wanted to be as honest as I can with my current situation. So at the moment, I'm in a so-called valley of despair. This is when you are trying to do something new and you're putting a lot of effort in it. And at the beginning, you're very motivated because you think that this is going to be a life-changing thing that you're doing. But then you suddenly realize that it makes no difference. And you're not making any difference. And then you are sinking into this sort of depressive and dark valley of despair before you actually push through and you keep pushing and you keep pushing and eventually you're going to achieve success. So I don't know if success is achievable right now because I'm in that very dark and gloomy valley of despair, looking forward and trying to keep going and trying to keep myself motivated, it is very hard. It's not easy to keep doing what I'm doing without seeing any visible progress. So yes, I'm in that valley of despair at the moment. And let me take you down with me because we're going to the dungeon. So I followed all the advice, all the habits, and I still feel stuck. I still feel that the progress is not there. And if you're in the same place, this episode might be for you. For a couple of years now, I'm waking up at around 5 a.m. daily. I'm reading one book a week. That's 52 books a year. I'm exercising almost every day. I'm taking long walks for reflection. I'm eating healthy, I'm meal prepping, I'm meditating as well, I'm journaling consistently, I don't go and party endlessly like I used to, and I also chose a low-stress job to protect my energy so I can focus on creating something of value. And with all that time and with all that energy, I built a podcast. And I've been creating content weekly. I first started last year. I did about 30 episodes. Because that was not taking off, it was quite easy for me to lose motivation. So that was my first valley of despair where I quit. And this year, I also restarted my podcast. And I made over 50 episodes. And I'm back into that valley. I'm back in that valley thinking, okay, should I quit now or should I just continue? And what if I continue and nothing happens? So what if I keep going and I waste all that time because I could use that time to make money? Or I could use that time to learn a different skill, for example. So is it all worth it? That's where I am now. So I'm asking myself those questions. Am I doing this for nothing, really? What I expected when I started this podcast is progress. I expected to build an audience that would be expecting my episodes and listening to them and just kind of build a community a little bit around it. And I also expected a sense of momentum. So not going viral, but being listened to a little bit more. And I expected some recognition, not applause, obviously, but some validation that what I do matters and any other signs that what I'm doing, it's working. And what actually happened with my podcast episodes is that I have noticed low engagement. So unless I actively promote my episode every time it's coming out, so unless I message every single person or groups of people to listen to my podcast episode, nobody really listens to it proactively by themselves. So I know that's a little bit sad. And usually people talk about success, not about the lack of success. So this episode probably will surprise you because I would love to sit here and talk about how successful my episode is, but it is not. So I don't have to pretend it is. Yes, I experienced little to no external success, and it's very difficult to keep going. So no viral growth or no big break happened when I continued doing my podcast episodes. And I felt a little bit tired and a little bit overlooked because there's a lot of effort that is going into planning the episodes, editing, and also the content creation supporting this project. And at the moment, I am questioning myself if I gave up too much for absolutely nothing. If I did all this for nothing at all. And it is true that it takes a lot of time for me to plan those episodes. It takes time for me and it brings no money whatsoever. It actually costs me money. All the subscriptions that I'm having to be able to run this show. And I could use all that time and all that energy to earn money, which I could easily do. And as I said, it is very hard to keep going without any external validation and without any return on your investment. Because everything that we do is sort of an investment of your time, of your energy. And when you see no return, it's actually very hard. Very, very hard to keep yourself motivating and to tell yourself that, yes, keep going because this is something that is going to help you over the long term. And the hard truth that I realized during this process is that the delayed gratification is really delayed. It's not that, yes, just keep going and you will get to the stars. Sometimes it's very delayed and at the moment, because I'm in that valley of despair, I don't actually see the light. I don't actually see how this could work. Because sometimes you can do everything right and you can still feel that you are behind. And that's with anything you do. I'm talking about my podcast, but it could be with anything in your life. Sometimes you put a lot of effort and people say yes, because the successful ones, they never quit and they always failed and they never quit and then they kept going. And then when they keep going, then they eventually reach the aim and where they are going towards the top of the mountain. And then they succeed and then everybody else sees their last success and they don't see what they've been through, which is true, but a lot of people never get there. And those are the ones that are not talked about. And maybe, yes, maybe they were not persistent enough, or maybe they were just persistent and they never got there. Therefore, nobody talks about them, right? Maybe it doesn't make sense what I'm saying, but that's what I'm thinking because I've been persistent with my goals and at the moment I'm not successful. I don't know if I will be. Maybe this podcast episode will be as an example of persistence and it's actually something that will help you achieve your goals. or maybe not, or maybe just gonna die in a dungeon. So external results might not always show up at all. Maybe doing the work is not always a guarantee of success. Maybe luck plays a huge part in it. There is a book about that that I don't remember how it is called, but it was about how the lucky people became lucky because they were born in the right school, into the right family, into the right time as well. So maybe it's not always about hard work. And I am the first one who would like to encourage you to work hard, work for your dreams, try to achieve whatever you want to achieve. But all this might not work. And it is painful to give so much and feel that you are invisible. So what am I doing instead? Am I quitting? Am I quitting my podcast? And am I going to concentrate on doing something else and just stop doing that? Because what's the point? Nobody's listening. I choose to keep going. I choose to keep going without expecting any instant returns. And if nobody's listening, so what? I will learn some valuable skills. I love editing. I love marketing my podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. And I think that the episodes that I have been putting out, they were valuable. And I think somebody will eventually hear them and they will help people to overcome certain life difficulties that I overcame. And I'm being honest on how much this costs, how much emotional energy I'm giving away for it, how much it costs financially as well. I'm aware of that and I'm willing to give that. I want to also let go of timelines and all the shoulds. So I want to stop looking at the stats, and maybe I should just completely forget my password to the stats and stop looking at them, because some days they are very depressing and I cannot compare myself to other people. And I do not want to track my progress anymore, because I think that's the depressing part of creating a podcast, really. And I also want to trust that my effort still matters and still will change somebody's life. If it won't, it will change my life. So at least one life will get changed. And I want to create from truth. I don't want this to go viral just because I want to speak the truth. So if I'm feeling like I'm in the valley of despair, that's okay to talk about too. Because I would love to sit here and say how successful I am because I wake up at 5 a.m. and I do everything right and I have my perfect morning routine and therefore I have millions of subscribers, which is not true. It is not true. Let's face it. And I want to talk about the truth of it, the truth of being a creator and how much it costs emotionally. And I want to make this process part of my purpose. I want to just enjoy the process of it, not the aim. Just leave the goal behind and just concentrate on putting out every Sunday the content that matters. So if you're here, if you're in a similar situation to me, I hear you. I'm here too. So you're not alone in this invisible and uncomfortable middle valley of despair where everything looks dark and gloomy and you don't actually see any way out of it, which at the moment, this is my situation. If you feel like that, we can be there together. So keep walking, not because it's easy, but because something in you still believes it's all worth it. So that's it. I wanted to conclude this episode saying that if you would like to invest and if you don't know where to start, I made a free guide on how to start investing. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to start. Just click on the link in my Instagram, Facebook, or on this episode description. And if you like this episode, please share it with someone so more people get to it as well and can enjoy these episodes. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that anything I'm saying here is not individual financial advice Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.